once again, my dear, wonderful, beautiful, precious sisters and brothers of the human family of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. So this word overshadow, the power of the Most High, the power of the Highest, shall overshadow thee. Talking about Miriam and talking about this rebellion and talking about the very science of the universe, the very atoms and table of elements in the universe will come together to facilitate this spiritual, mental, moral, physical birth having to do with this particular human being, but also having to do with all human beings and having to do with the birth of the rebellion to overthrow a system of wickedness. Remember, we said just a few minutes ago, this word has to do with image and likeness. Remember, Adam is not just male, male and female, men and women, boys and girls, masculine and feminine. Adam is the image and likeness of the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, and by extension, the image and likeness of the Most High, Yahweh, Yahuwah, who empowered the Elohim, gods and goddesses, to give birth to the human family. Remember, elsewhere in Scripture, Christ is described as the express image of God, and the expressed image, I believe it says, of the invisible God, but you get the picture? Christ, the expressed image of God. Well, we just learned, and again, that Adam is the image and likeness of the Most High and the image and likeness of the Elohim gods and goddesses. So this proves once again that every human being is the Christ in human flesh. Christ comes to reveal to us who we are before our fall from that great magnificent power, and who we can be again through Christ and through understanding that the spirit and soul energy within our physical construct is the Christ spirit and soul energy. And then we climb up through the mind of supreme knowledge and wisdom of the Father and the Mother, and we are brought back up into who we really are, our true nature as Adams, as atoms, as atoms, the ancient African Kemet Egyptian, the Christs, the Logos, that power from the universe within ourselves that enables us to bust up the prevailing order of wickedness and then bring order of the universe and order of life and existing to our lives, the earth, the universe. This word cloud, the cloud, pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. When you research the word fire, it has to do with seeing the Most High in fire. See, the European teachers have done us a great disservice by referring to the Africans as pagan. The Africans, our ancestors of the human family, were experts at understanding that every fiber of the universe vibrates with the power and spirit of the Most High. That's why you see Musa, Moshe, Moses talking to the Most High in fire. That's a theophonic fire. That means the Most High personified in the physical realm through an an element of the universe. Fire is an element on the table of elements. Fire is composed of various atoms and whatnot, protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules. The word cloud, theophonic cloud, Anan 6051, Hebrew Size Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, a cloud mass, a theophonic cloud, did not overshadow in the Greek, have to do with cloud, have to do with fire, and I'm assuming also has to do with water, because clouds are associated scientifically with water. So we see water, we see fire, we see the atoms of the universe coming together to bring forth the energy and spirit soul of Christ into the material world. This word cloud, theophonic cloud, meaning that the Most High is in the cloud. See, the Europeans called this pagan, called this heathen type teaching. But this scripture is teaching us that when we are aligned for righteousness, we use the power of the universe for righteousness, we can divine. We can see the divinity. We can see the future. We can understand the past, the present, and the future by looking into the clouds, looking into the fire, examining the atoms and molecules and protons and neutrons and electrons of the universe, understanding the science of life. When you hit the root of this word cloud, 6049, Hebrew Size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, it takes you to another, it takes you to 6049, Hebrew side, Anan, again, this is a verb. This means to make appear. When our mother and father got together sexually, they made us appear. We came through the clouds and the fire and the water and the very atoms of the universe working in our fathers and mothers through the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that eternal life energy and force in the sperm that was you and me emitted into the wombs of our mothers. And then life grows and forms into a fetus and so on and so forth into a baby and a child. And this baby and child is the image and likeness of the Most High, Yahweh. The image and likeness of the Elohim, gods and goddesses. This is the Anan. This is the act of making to appear, to produce, to bring clouds. This word is defined also as to practice soothsaying, to conjure, to observe times, to practice soothsaying, spiritism, magic, augury, witchcraft, enchanter, sorceress, diviner, fortune teller, it's called barbarian, to make us think negatively about it. Mio nenim, having to do with being a sorcerer. See, the Europeans give us these funny definitions to turn us off. But in the Hebrew, the word is Anan. But this is teaching us the scientific power that is within all of us, various degrees individually, but collectively we have the power to look into the very atoms of the universe, look into the clouds and the fire, and divine for righteousness. When you research the word divine, in various dictionaries, Christian dictionaries, you will see the Urim and the Thummim. We're talking about the science of the temple and the science of the African high priests. We've been talking about that for the last few sessions. But the Urim, having to do with fire and truth, and the Thummim, having to do with integrity, I hope I'm saying that correctly, because I'm not looking at it, trying to say it from memory. But the Urim, fire, and the Thummim, integrity. And you have truth, and you have integrity, and you have fire. And the high priest would see which one of these stones would be prevalent when asking the Most High a question. And the stone, these stones made of atoms, made of protons, neutrons, electrons, and molecules, made from the fabric of the universe, would teach us divine truth. In the Christian dictionary, this is a divining power. This is a power used by the high priest to divine. The temple of the African Hebrews is the science of divining, using energy and looking into stones and looking into various atoms of the universe. Did not the Shekinah glory cloud enter into the temple at a certain time in Exodus after the temple was dedicated to the Most High? That's the power of the Most High in the clouds. That's Anan. That's the power to soothsay, spiritism, magic, augury, observe times. See, all of this power is not evil in and of itself. This power is used for evil by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, that they may act on certain times to use the power of the universe to destroy the human family. When the Hebrews went out, it was in March. It was springtime. It was the sign of Aries. It was the first house. It was the planetary power of Mars. Study the zodiac and understand that these are powers and characteristics and attributes in the universe that must be used for righteousness, that we, the human family, may liberate the human family. In Genesis, I forget which chapter, it might be chapter 35, but Joseph, his servant, said of Joseph, "My master is able to divine." See, this power was used for righteousness. In another chapter in the Genesis, we see that Laban said in the translation, "I have learned by experience that you, Jacob, are good for me." But in the African Hebrew language, you see a word that leads you to soothsaying and magic and augury and enchanter and sorceress. So Laban was able to use the power of looking into atoms, looking into the elements on the table of elements, and able to see the future, see the history, the past, understand the present, understand that Jacob was good for him. When you research the word bronze, see, there was bronze in the temple. And the word bronze has to do with another word in the African Hebrew that has to do with magic, fortune telling, divining. The temple was made up of images on earth, images in heaven, images representing the power of the Most High. images representing the power of the Most High in the universe and the earth. But this power was being used for righteousness to free and liberate the human family. When you see the Hebrews instructed not to practice the power that we are speaking of and sharing with each other right now, it means don't practice this power for wickedness. Don't practice this power for the wicked ruling class and ruling families. But when this power is used for righteousness, practice the power. Moses practicing this power, looking in the fire. The pillar of fire by night and pillar of cloud by day, leading the African Hebrew Israelite nation to freedom, justice, equality, and liberation, and leading them to know and understand the past, the present, and the future. Peter Tosh said, he's a mystic man, a man living in the present, but understanding the past and the future. The mystic man, able to look into the elements and atoms of the universe and understand all that is to be understood and known. This power that the Europeans call magic and spiritism and fortune telling and whatnot to turn us off, is the power that the babies must be taught to tap into so that they may be able to construct the kingdom of God and queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The babies only need to understand that you act in accord with morality. The only constraint should be, is this moral or is this immoral? The word for power had to do with being moral. Moral power, the power of morality. The rebellion must be a rebellion of morality, bringing life and existence to all. The babies must be able to know and understand that they are like Moses, they are like Joseph, they are like Laban. They are able to look into the cloud, look into the fire. And when we come into existence in this world, we are the image and likeness of the Most High, born of fire, born of water, born of cloud, born of hydrogen, born of the elements. The elements coming together in our mothers and fathers, producing us into this physical material world, this Christ spirit, soul, and energy. Now, the birth of Jesus was not literally December the 25th, as we said in the last session, but this birth of the Son, S-U-N, on December 25th, 12-month cycle. December 21st, the Son hangs on its elliptical cross, unmoved for 3 days and three nights. December 21st, winter solstice. All of this is righteous. All of this is not pagan. All of this is what taught the ancestors the science of birth, rebirth, and resurrection. The universe is the original Bible, the original scripture. Does not Psalms, I forget what division, is it 18 or 19? Does the scripture in Psalm not say that the heavens declare the glory of God? Nothing can make a declaration unless that which is making a declaration is alive, has knowledge, and has the ability to speak that which is known by this living entity that is making a declaration. The whole universe is alive. Another scripture talks about how there is no speech, no language where the voice of the Most High is not heard. Why? Because the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, all, the whole of the universe is alive and speaking to us. The sun on his 12-month cycle, December 21st, clockwise, hangs on its celestial cross, 3 days, 3 nights. December 25th, you see the sun is now moving from the south, coming back north because of the movement of the earth juxtaposed to the sun. Now, December is the 10th house in the house of Capricorn. We covered that 12-month cycle. We covered that the time of this birth 2,000 years ago, that is applicable to all of us, but at that time, the 26,000 year counterclockwise cycle was Pisces. But what I want to share with you for a few minutes now, see, all of this is the science of the temple. The seven candlestick menorah represents the sun moving in its counterclockwise time period, moving through, I believe it's 26,000 years, 12-month zodiac, but those seven candlesticks represent the seven pole stars that the sun moves through in this 26,000 year time cycle of time. But this day and time that we are living in, the sun has moved from the counterclockwise position of Pisces in this 26,000 year journey through the 12 signs of the zodiac, and is moving to, or has already moved to, the house of Aquarius, which is the 11th house. I'm so blessed to be able to understand something of the science of the universe, the science of the zodiac, the science of the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, these sciences that the babies and the youth must tap into, that they may be enabled to construct the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The 11th house has to do with friends and hopes and wishes. Do we not all wish to have friendship in all walks of life? Do we not all have hopes and wishes, and you might say dreams? But this knowledge is usually dispensed in order to understand your personal and my personal friends, hopes, wishes, and dreams. And these are legitimate. They are very legitimate. But what we want to see is that this should be seen as the collective. The human family wants to be friends with each other. But the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, they constantly cause us to feed on hatreds, feed on divisions, feed on strife. Look at what's going on in Syria. Al-Qaeda, chaos, turbulence, hatreds, killing Christians and killing Muslims that they don't like. This is CIA. This is MI5, MI6, Mossad tactics. These individuals joining Al-Qaeda, a CIA-created entity, to foster hatreds and feed off of hatreds. Look what is going on in Sudan. Various peoples hating each other after having followed the dictates of the Bush 2 administration and the Obama administration, splitting from Sudan proper, making a South Sudan, feeding off of hatreds between North and South. One of the former leaders, John Garang, who was, we believe, assassinated by the CIA. John Garang didn't want a North and a South. John Garang wanted unity in the country. He wanted to see the poor working class masses have equal access to the land, wealth, and resources in the Sudan. So he did not hate Bashir, I think the man's name is, in the north of Sudan, hate him so that he did not want to see unity. Ultimately, John Garang wanted to see that the poor working class masses of the people would have hopes and friendship and the wishes realized through having equal access to time, energy, space, the universe, the earth, land, wealth, and resources. So the CIA assassinated John Garang and split the south of Sudan from the north of Sudan so that the CIA and the oil oligarchs, oil plutocrats, so that the bankers, House of Rothschild, those who have given their Christ, spirit, soul, energy to do wickedness, these that are under the title of wicked ruling class and ruling families, split the Sudan so they could control the oil resources in the south. Now you have a president in the south of Sudan who apparently has not dealt adequately with corruption. You have various leaders stealing and thieving monies and resources because of corruption. And so this man, the president, if I understand what's going on, fired a lot of his staff, fired the vice president. And so now the vice president and others are coming back to foster a rebellion. But what is this rebellion doing? Is it a rebellion led by Yahushua? Is it a rebellion led by the Spirit of the Most High? Is this rebellion only feeding into the divisions fostered by the CIA, America, MI5, Britain, and Mossad, Israel? What type of rebellion is this? What is going on in Sudan? Is it the hatreds? Is it the division? So we want to see that this 11th house is friends and hopes and wishes. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.